When Marco Rubio declared his candidacy for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate earlier this month, he said he didn't want to run a negative campaign. Yet on the same day, he told a Univision television network in Spanish that one reason he was running was that he was very interested in the kind of American socialism that they want to establish in the U.S. In the final excerpt of our interview with Marco Rubio conducted last Friday night, we asked him to elaborate.
American socialism. Well, first of all, socialism is not communism. It's important people understand. There's a lot of Western democracies that have a socialist view of the economy. And so a lot of Americans get offended. It's not meant to offend, but it's certainly an economic term. Socialism is when the government begins to pick winners and losers in the economy. And we are definitely headed there. Number one, the tax plan that not only the president but the Democratic Congress wants this country to adopt is one that will distribute wealth, one in which over 50% of the people in this country will pay no federal income tax at all, and where a small, you know, bracket of Americans will pay over, you know, 60% of the total taxes paid in this country. That is distribution of wealth. I don't think that's the purpose of a tax system. Tax system's purpose is not to distribute wealth. That is a socialist concept. There's no doubt about it. And so I believe that that there are elements of that in this plan.
But excuse me, Marco, but don't we already have that, though, in a certain way? I mean, with the top rates, 36% right now, so we do have that going right now. You talked about a fair tax, which would, you know, or a flat tax, change that, but in a way, we do have socialism right now.
We do. Americans have increasingly accepted government intervention in our lives and in our economy. Medicare is an example of that. The Social Security system is an example of that. And what you learn is that once these things are established, they're almost impossible to reverse. And we couldn't reverse Medicare, Social Security, even if we wanted to. And at this point, you probably don't want to, because they've become such an important part and ingrained in our lives, although they threaten to bankrupt our country. But I'm saying going forward, let's not repeat those mistakes by increasingly expanding this. This is not an anti-Democrat thing. I assure you there are plenty of Republicans who have expanded government in pursuit of votes and constituencies. They've both been wrong when they've done it.
Just a couple more questions for you, if I could. Governor Charlie Crist, of course, will be your opponent in the Senate race. I want to ask you what you think about his leadership style. I was speaking to Bud Childs, the son of the late Lawton Childs, this week, who, of course, is unhappy with the governor about taking money from the Childs Endowment Fund earlier this year. But he was saying something that I've heard Republicans say this year in the session about even that energy bill, for example, that didn't go in the House, and that is that Governor Crist is not a very solid leader, that he has solid approval ratings because he doesn't really put himself out there in many ways. What do you think about that?
Well, I worked with him for 2 years, and certainly we didn't agree on a lot. I like him personally, and I'm always reticent to talk bad about people or I'll leave that to the folks that were working with him this year to do. I just tell you that this campaign has nothing to do with my view of him as a person. I think he's a very pleasant man. I consider him a friend. We've worked together on issues in my 2 years as Speaker, his first 2 years as governor. This campaign, I'm running not because of anything that Charlie Crist has done or failed to do. I'm running because I have strong beliefs about the role of government in our economy, and I want to talk about those in a campaign. He happens to have gotten in this race, and so now it's incumbent upon both of us to when there are differences in our views of the world, when there are differences in our views of government, it's important for us to point out those differences to the electorate so they understand they have a choice and what those choices are. Ultimately, the voters are going to decide.
You've been asked, and I'm sure already, and you're going to be asked next year, the battle for the Republican Party here in Florida, the more conservative in your part, the more moderate in Charlie Crist's part. That is, though, in many ways, what we're going to see here in this campaign, at least in terms of ideas here from what the governor, who maybe has morphed into more of a moderate than he was when he started out as a legislator 10 years ago, and what you've believed in since you've been in politics.
Well, I don't run with labels. If I run on what I believe on. These are the things I believe in. If people want to call that conservatism, I'll embrace that. I don't have a problem being called that. But that's, I didn't wake up in the morning and said, show me the conservative checklist, and those are the things I stand for. These are the things I honestly believe in. Now, if people want to label those as conservative, that's fine. I'm not going to run away from that label. The Republican Party has a choice to make, and it starts, I believe, from this premise, and that is that the more the Republican Party resembles the Democratic Party, the less of a need there is for a Republican Party. But people that believe in bigger government involvement in our economy are already well represented in American politics by the Democrats. The people who are looking for representation are those folks out there that do not believe in government picking winners and losers in the economy and are looking for voices in the American political spectrum. If the Republican Party wants to grow and succeed, it must become a voice for those folks. And I'm arguing that we do that. And I'm arguing that any deviation from that makes us less relevant than we should be. That's my view. And I'm going to give folks who believe that a voice in this primary. If enough of them agree with me, I'll be elected.